Nieuw Business Radio. Non-stop lekkere muziek voor op het werk en inspirerende gesprekken.
Welcome back. You're listening to NWP's Water Talks on Nieuw Business Radio. Today we're talking about the Partner for Water program and the Room for the River project in Argentina. Studio guests are Janet Tapia, project manager at NWP's Dutch Resilience Hub, and Kees van der Lucht, regional manager Wereld Waternet. Janet, I would like to go a little bit into the historical background. How did this all come to life, this river project in Argentina? What can you tell about it?
Yeah, I think one thing that is very interesting to know is that before there was Room for the River program, before there was this cooperation, it all started with an MOU.
A memorandum of understanding.
That's it. A memorandum of understanding that basically allowed the city, between Amsterdam and Buenos Aires, that gave basically gave a framework for cooperation. And I think this is why, sometimes, Partners for Water is a little bit behind the scenes, setting the step zero, laying the foundation for these later cooperations to occur. So this goes back to June 2016, perhaps.
Okay.
And then we see that another MOU took place in 2017 between AISA and World Waternet. So you do see that, behind the scenes, there are a lot of things between the embassies and the Delta team, moving everything, in the framework to set the cooperation right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit more, Case, about what happened after March 2017 and when the cooperation started?
Now let me, in the first place, I fully agree what you're saying, that to make a project like Room for the River possible, then you need first the good relations between, in this example, the mayors of Amsterdam and Buenos Aires. And without that, it's not possible. And indeed, also the embassy. Because for us, we have a lot of expertise, we can do a lot, but Buenos Aires is far away.
Yeah.
So we don't have an office there. So to build up relations, you need this kind of things. So that's, for example, the embassy, the MOU, the international office from both cities.
Can you take us a little bit more down that timeline? How did it develop?
Yeah, we needed it started with the memorandum of understanding between Buenos Aires and Amsterdam.
Yeah.
By the mayors. Then we decided with that visit that a platform in which we could exchange ideas and experiences on water, urban development and waste, so the golden triangle. We started a platform for that, and that resulted in a visit from Buenos Aires to Amsterdam.
Okay.
And there we signed a memorandum of understanding in which the connected organizations on both sides confirmed that they wanted to cooperate and that we wanted to work this concept out for Buenos Aires. And the next step was a visit again during the Amsterdam International Water Week. And that's where we made it more concrete, to find one project.
Yeah.
To really work out, dive into it. And that's also where the Partners for Water comes in, because that are exactly the moments that everyone wants to do a pilot, wants to work together, wants
yeah.
to work in a concrete area and on concrete challenges and solutions. And there isn't mostly not one organization that can financial support that.
Yeah.
And that has been done by Partners for Water.
Okay.
And that was the start of the Room for the River project.
Okay.
And that has, well, that it took us, I think, a year, more or less, from beginning to start.
Okay, Kees, then NWP comes helping out with the finance part of it. But how does the resilience part fit into this story?
Yeah, well, I mentioned this challenge on Buenos Aires side, water quality and let's say the environment, the urban area and the developments in the shore sides, the housing. And that's also about resilience, because if you are in an integrated way working on a riverside, then it's also about storage. It's about every new element you design, mm-hmm. housing in water, that must be in a resilient way. So it's an also an integrated part of our approach.
Yeah. And what does resilience mean then in this broader picture?
Oh, well, resilience is if you have the areas along the rivers now with there is a lot of flooding.
Yeah.
For example, in this river area where we are working, there are neighborhoods that are more or less in the shores, dry mostly, but there are a lot of floods.
Yeah.
And when it's flooding, then the houses are, well,
swept away by the water.
Swept away.
Wow.
A lot of damage. And so if we are thinking about, for example, replacements of informal settlements, that's part of the element, part of the project too, then you have to do that in a way that if there are again floods, that they don't have problems with that. So that means that you can solve that in that way, but you can also solve that problem with a storage. Okay. In the housings, there are a lot of possibilities for on different scale levels, and that's why we take that also into account.
Okay. Do you agree, Jeanette? Is that what resilience means from your perspective as well?
Yeah, I think what Kees is sharing is really a very specific way in which you can help a community that is near the river become resilient against mm-hmm. floods. Mm-hmm. At the hub, what we also see is we see resilience as this capacity to withstand shocks and stresses, especially those caused by climate change, to be able to bounce back. So like Kees, becoming flood resilient is very important.
Yeah.
Becoming heat resilient as well is very important, especially these days that we do see some temperatures around the world increasing. And I think one part that the Dutch water sector really gets it right is doing this process in a way that you integrate stakeholders, you integrate the community and different mm-hmm. sectors. I think this is a really great example.
Because how would you say, does the Dutch water sector in the Netherlands approach urban resilience? Because urban resilience is one of your specialties. What would you say?
Yeah, I think the Dutch water sector in general has a really multifunctional view of this. So we don't see, just water alone in a vacuum. But we also see, like in the example in Argentina, solid waste management, which is a big part that intersects with that. We see urban development also as a big part. Mm-hmm. We also see stakeholder engagement as really a key part, because the communities along the river are the ones that experience the problems, the stresses, the ones that know the area very well, but also quality of life. If you think about it, 50, 70 years ago, a lot of cities in the world used rivers as their backyards, right? Like where we dispose things, the areas where we don't go. But now we do see this trend of going back to the river. And I think the Dutch water sector has done that very well on not only resolving the issues, but making this, improving the quality of life of communities that live alongside the river and really making people places in the rivers.
What would you say is the role of Partners for Water in this effort when you compare it to NWP or the Resilience Hub, for example?
So the Partners for Water program helps execute the NIWA, and then which is the Netherlands International Water Ambition,
yeah,
which is really extending water security and water safety for millions of people worldwide by 2030.
Yeah.
When we see this really specific examples, it's, I think, a little bit all unified. It's different ways in which we can use the expertise that we have gained to join together with local partners together and improving water security and water safety for more people. If your house is not flooding, then you have more water safety.
Yeah. Do you agree, Kees? Is that the parts for water in this broader spectrum?
Yes, I agree. And the example Jeanette mentions that it's about a lot of organizations needing working together. That's really, yeah. Buenos Aires is also a good example for that. We were working together in the project with 13 organizations, and. Wow. Because, well, if you are tackling water challenges, then you have 1, 2, 3 organizations needed, also in Buenos Aires. But if you're talking about water waste and urban development, mm-hmm. and including an issue like resilience, then it's really hard. So one of the things, and that's also typical for the Netherlands, we are used to work together. And in Buenos Aires, most of these organizations they knew each other, but they didn't talk to each other.
No.
So I remember a meeting we had, one of the first meetings that we had more or less everyone together. And someone said, well, this is not a meeting, this is a miracle. and it was just because everyone was in the same room,
yeah.
and talking about the same project, object, and more or less dream.
Integrating all the different efforts of the different stakeholders in the whole story. Nice, as you mentioned already, Janet. We're going to take a quick break again. More Water Talks on New Business Radio coming up.
This is New Business Radio.